Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Todd Tomasella here with Safeguard Your Soul Radio. And Brother Travis Bryan's going to be on the line with us in just a minute. We've got a message this morning about, in fact, there we go. Hold on just a minute. Hello, Brother Travis. You there?
Yes, sir, brother. How are you?
Oh, there we go. Doing really well. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Good to be with you this morning.
Absolutely, brother. Got a fantastic message that recently you put together called The Fire of Satan's Hell and Fire of God's Love and How Both Are Found in the Cross, brother. What a fantastic title. You spoke one of the central passages is Isaiah 33:14-16. Both believers and unbelievers are in the fire on the cross. The question is, who is able to dwell with everlasting burnings? Who is able to dwell with the cross experience? Those who have faith. Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Read that.
Yeah, let's read that passage.
Yes, sir. And,
then go to Daniel 3 here in a minute. They're both big on this principle here today, Daniel 3.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so Isaiah 33:14-16, right?
Yes.
The sinners of Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Amen, Brother Travis.
And brother, we're all going through the fire. You know, the fire, we have passages included today from 1 Peter and 2 Peter, I believe, that show that everyone will have to go through the fire. That's how our works will be tested. Are we wood, hay, and stubble, which will be consumed in the fire, or are we jewels and precious stones and gold, which will go through the fire? Who will dwell with the everlasting burnings, Todd? And it's through faith that we acquire the strength and the substance to go through the fire.
You know, brother, one thing comes to mind. A while back, we did a message, which is on the website, called Holding Your Pain.
Exactly.
Is there any connection here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, to hold your pain means to stay on the cross, to not try to come down as they urged Jesus to do when he was up there. Come on down and save yourself. To stay up there is to hold your pain, Todd, to let the cross do its work in you, which is to take down and dismantle this self-centeredness within us. See, that is the key to living a holy life, is to take down self.
And, amen.
Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, I was going to say, doesn't that coincide with several of the messages that we've done on stripping?
Absolutely. It's the same principle. The fire is either destructive or it's restorative. It's helpful one way or the other, depending on whether you have faith or not. You know, a lot of people want to shake their fist at God and leave God when the fire comes to them, when the cross comes to them. Those people will be destroyed by it. But for those who are willing to dwell with it, as it says in Isaiah 33, to dwell with the everlasting burnings, they will be transformed by that fire And as, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be loosed from their bindings. The things that we're enslaved to, Todd, will be loosed and will be freed from those and prospered and promoted by the very same fire, Todd, that destroys the unbeliever.
Amen. Amen. You know, let's get into that Daniel 3. What an exciting picture we have there with the three Hebrew children. Notice, though, in Daniel 12:10, before we bounce over to chapter 3, in Daniel 12:10, it says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, tried by fire, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Amen.
Absolutely. The purified is the same principle as our robes being made clean and white by the blood of the Lamb, Todd. It's the same principle that we are purified, we are refined, we are grown up by grace through the fires, Todd.
Amen. Isn't that what Peter talked about all the way through his first epistle? In fact, chapter one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Amen. We see this throughout Scripture, saints, that we're kept by the power of God. But notice man's part is through faith. Okay, we're kept by the power of God. That's God's part. Through faith unto salvation. Notice unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial, here's the reason, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
And Todd, this is why I reject the theologian who says that the church will be raptured out before the tribulation. No, everybody must go through the fire. Everybody must go through the tribulation.
Amen, brother.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, I absolutely agree, brother. Absolutely. And Jesus said that he was going to return after the tribulation of these days. One more scripture here. I highly recommend, beloved saints, the book of 1 Peter. Notice 5:10, but the God of all grace, at the end of his book here, right in the last few verses, the apostle writes this, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. We call that the PSSS, principle, perfection, or maturing, establishing, strengthening, and settling you. And the only way that can happen is to be tried by fire. Now, Brother Travis, you spoke about the three Hebrew children, the fiery furnace in Daniel 3, you wrote, is a prefigurement of the cross of Christ. For some, it was the fire of hell. For others, it was the fire of God's love and salvation. The same fire both destroys and saves. The same fire is both hell for some and heaven for others. The decision point is either faith or no faith. It is our judgment of Christ that determines our outcome. The groundwork has already been laid at Calvary. And then you included a section of that scripture in Daniel 3, which Saints Brother Travis here also encourages you to read this whole chapter. Absolutely exciting. It says this, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking on the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Brother Travis?
And so, Todd, you know, when we go through the fire, we are crucified with Christ. Christ is in the fire with us, going through it, ushering us through that. We're crucified with Christ. And for those three men who were believers, who had faith, who said at the lip of the furnace, our Father is going to deliver us, but if not, we're still going to trust him. You see, there, Lord, that, Todd, to me, is one of the greatest examples of faith in the Bible, that our God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we're still going to trust him. There's the faith that takes you through the fire, and and the Lord Jesus is in that fire with us. We are crucified with Christ, Todd, and the way we live life is by the faith of the Son of God, who died for us.
Yes.
Galatians 2:20 on that, Todd.
Yeah, loved himself and gave himself for us. And, you know, with the eternal perspective of any child of God, we know that the three Hebrew children knew that they were going to be delivered one way or the other, right? They were going to be delivered into eternal glory, which Paul said he would actually prefer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Philippians
yep.
1, we went through. I am in a strait between two, you know, either to go to be with Christ or to stay here and help you. But anyway, they were going to be delivered one way or the other, either directly into heaven or delivered by the Lord in the fire. They had an eternal perspective, which you may want to speak to that, brother, because that's so important for believers. Notice Hebrews 11:10, for he looked for a city, this was, I believe, Abraham, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then 13:4 of Hebrews, for here we have no continuing city, we're just passing through, amen, but we seek one to come, Brother Travis.
Amen, brother. I didn't snap on your question there, so I'm just going to launch into a comment.
Go ahead, brother. Yes, sir.
But what I wanted to show you is that in this fire, they are loosed. I see four men loosed, and they have no hurt. And the fourth is like the Son of God. This loosed, Todd, is very key. That if we're seeking transformation, we have to lose some things. We have to be loosed from our baggage, which is the self life, and this enslaves us to all these things: Satan's power, sin, the law is a slavery in the Bible, the world's influence over us. All of those bindings, Todd, the clothes, that their own clothes bound them. That's a symbolic passage there on all the things that bind us, and we are loosed from those. If you listen to this radio and you want to be loosed from some habit, you want to be loosed from some propensity that you can't escape on your own, you're only loosed when you fall down bound into the fire, Todd. And so salvation comes to you through things that happen to you that you faith through. Todd, we're loosed from our bindings by the cross, by the fire, by the flood, whatever it may be, what storm comes to us in our life will loose us from these things we can't escape otherwise, Todd.
Amen, brother. The Bible says in Acts 15, I believe it's verse 8 or 9, purifying their hearts by faith, purifying their hearts by faith. Also, Jesus said in the third chapter of the book of Matthew, I indeed baptize you with the water unto repentance. John the Baptist actually says this. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Brother Travis, that seems to be a summation of the message today, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And this consuming fire, God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. Yes, he is. And that fire is both love to the one who has faith and destruction and doom for the one who does not have faith, who rejects the cross, who puts others on the cross. So the same fire, the very same flames are love to some and destruction to others, Todd.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the verses that you mentioned, brother, is 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 2, there in about verse 14 to 16, about the savor of, let's see, here it is right here. Now, thanks be to God, which always, I love that word always, causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one, we are a savor of death unto death, and to the other, a savor of life unto life, who is sufficient for these things. Amen, brother.
And, you know, in Daniel 6, you have the lion's den. Todd, you can see these same principles, one right after the other, in Daniel 6, repeated again for good measure. And that is that the lion, which is a type of Satan, Satan is the lion, 1 Peter 5:8, who roams about seeking someone to devour. The lion was, his mouth was shut by the angel against Daniel, who was a believer, and allowed to break the bones of those who put Daniel into the lion's den. So we see this same, the lion, which is not the fire this time, but the lion destroys those who have no faith, Todd.
Absolutely. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, you spoke of Nebuchadnezzar, who was full of fury and heated up the furnace to kill the three Hebrew children. Satan was furious and heated up the cross to kill Jesus. The three men, I love that. The three men had faith on the brink of death. So did Jesus as he faced the cross. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, he said, not my will, but thine be done. The three men were in the fire with a fourth man, Jesus. Amen. Jesus will never leave or forsake us. Lo, I am with you to the end of the world, he said. He
Amen.
Promised us, saints. Amen. We go to the cross, Brother Travis, you wrote, with Christ and are crucified with, keyword with him, Galatians 2:20. The same fire destroyed the king's men, but saved the free and freed God's men. The cross destroys Satan and his followers, but saves and frees and promotes God's people. The cross is hell to some and heaven to others, wrath to some and agape love to others. Nebuchadnezzar and his men were defeated by his own fire. Satan was defeated by his own cross. So, brother, Nebuchadnezzar is a type of Satan, right?
Exactly.
Faith took God's three men through the fire unscathed. Faith takes us through the cross, where we are loosed and freed from our slave chains of law, sin, flesh, Satan, and the world's influence. The men fell down bound into the fiery furnace. We fall down bound into our very salvation in the cross and buried with Christ. We don't climb up unto God. Amen. Saints, we got another message called Falling into God that Brother Travis and I did a while back. Look it up on safeguardyoursoul.com. Go ahead, Brother Travis.
And two things I want to point out is that it says in verse 28 of Daniel 3, that is verse 28 of Daniel 3, that they yielded their bodies, Todd. And see, that is the key to faith. Are you willing to yield up your body and present it as a living sacrifice? Now, it takes faith to do that, but yieldedness is an old English word here in the King James that used to be preached quite often when I was a kid. I remember the word yield, and you find it in Romans 16 and 19, I believe. And it's this yieldedness, this same trait that we find in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they said, you know, we're going to be delivered by our God, but if not, we're still going to trust Him. That is the mindset of a yielded person who's willing to walk out in the world and sustain the devil's attacks, to take the blows that the devil is behind that come from other people, and absorb those in faith, Todd. And the last verse, the other point I wanted to make in this chapter, verse 30, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, there's promotion, Todd. You know, and everybody's looking for promotion, but they're looking for it outside of the cross. The only real promotion in life is found through the cross of Christ, Todd, being willing to faith through these fires and storms and devil's attacks that could come to you in many ways. The book of Job shows us a lot of those. And you'll come out on the other side loosed, promoted, prospered. Daniel was prospered when he came out of the... We don't find prosperity except through the cross, Todd.
Amen, brother. Saints, we've got a book called Raised Up and another one called I Die Daily. They're both available on Amazon and also on safeguardyoursoul.com. We've got to be dead and buried with Christ for Him to raise us up. And God's not going to raise up anyone who's still alive in their own willpower and their own strength. We must say, Lord, I'm not my will, but thine be done. Today, we must say, Lord, you must increase. I must decrease, Lord. Anoint me to the death and burial of self, that I might be crucified with Christ. And when that happens, the resurrection, the reciprocation of God, he's going to raise us up. Before we go on, I've got to read that section again here in Daniel 3:28, brother, that you brought to life. Saints, I don't know about y'all, but this chapter is coming alive to me more than ever after many years of studying it. Notice, they yielded, the three Hebrew children, their bodies. Remember, we're to offer our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, Romans 12:1. But notice, they yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own, the one true, that is God. They were rendering civil disobedience to a command that violated their relationship with God because He was the first love of their life, and they were willing to die for Him, whether He delivered them or not. Now, Brother Travis, you talked about, as we have a few more minutes here, opposites which collide at the cross, brother.
Yes, you know, Todd, we are living in the what you and I have talked about in the past, the overlap. We're in both the old creation and the new, and this involves sustaining, getting through these collisions that happen. That death forces are coming against you from the old creation, and life is coming to you from the new creation, and so you're in the vortex of this tension, Todd. It is a creative tension that if you sustain that in faith and hold that pain and stay on that cross in that overlap, the space there between the two ages, Todd, that's where transformation is found. That is the threshold to the kingdom of God. That is the way God puts you into more and more into His Son, into Christ, and you find transformation there in that collision between all these opposites that happened there, Todd.
Amen, brother. What comes to mind, Colossians 3:10, Paul speaks about putting on the new man and putting off the old man, which is only possible, the division by the cross. Notice just a few verses before, you are dead. There it is, the cross. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. The promotion is coming. For those who choose to do things today God's way, beloved, by saying, Lord, you said I must deny myself, take up my cross, and follow you. I don't know what that means, Lord. Somebody listening might pray, Lord, I don't know what the cross really is, but I'm asking you to show me, Lord, teach me what it means to be dead and have my life hid with Christ and God. I want to be ready, Lord, when you appear, so that I may appear with you. I love you, Jesus. Perhaps that's a prayer someone would like to pray today, brother. Now, also, would you like me to read the 2 Corinthians 4:7-8 passage about the opposites which collide?
Absolutely. That's the tension we're in right there. And Brother Moulet, back the Anglican bishop, called it the concurrent working of deep opposites. That's this collision that happens when you're there on the cross with Christ, Todd.
Amen, brother. Notice 2 Corinthians 4:7-8. Jump in at any time, Brother Travis.
That's 8 and 9, I believe, is what it is, actually. 8 and 9.
There we go. We are troubled, Paul writes, on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Wow, that sounds like the three Hebrew children being thrown down in the fire right there, brother.
Exactly, brother. And you know, the world is going to bring these dark forces against you through many different avenues. Are you willing to go through that fire with faith, Todd? Or do you shake your fist at God and say, you're really not who you say you are, and I'm leaving you? See, there's the crucible moment, Todd, the crucible moment.
Amen. Let's pray right now. We're going to close here in about 2 or 3 minutes, saints, but let's pray that, Father, we ask you to help us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Teach us to what it means to you, Lord, as you can only can define it in our lives. We ask you to help us to call, let it be Jesus that is our first love, O God, and cause us to love you supremely above self and all else, O God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And let your love pour out through us to others. Brother Travis, you talked about the life versus death, the wrath versus love, vengeance versus mercy, law versus grace, freedom versus slavery, old creation versus new creation, old age versus new age, God versus principalities and powers, that is, rulers and authorities, peace versus violence, faith versus unbelief, turning other cheek versus retaliation, those willing to receive the cross versus those who perpetrate the cross on them, retributive justice versus restorative justice. Both of the opposites are found in the cross. Got about 60 seconds, Brother Travis?
Yes, Todd, and you know, let me, you know, to the listener, have you ever heard these truths before? Have you ever heard about going through the cross by faith? That is, Todd, is just a shame that these truths are not taught in the church anymore.
Absolutely, brother. Just did a message this week on the 12 missing cardinal essential doctrines of the Christian faith that are missing from the modern church message. That's unfortunate, but it's absolutely a true observation, as Brother Travis has said. And any biblical Christian knows that. And one of those things at the center of it, of those 12, is the daily cross, the cross of Christ, the blood of Christ, and also the daily cross, which he requires that we take up in order to follow him. And if we aren't, then we really aren't following Jesus according to his prescription. And perhaps he speaks to those when he says his warning, Matthew 7:21, as we close, where Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. God bless all of you out there. Thank you for listening. God bless you, Brother Travis. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me on today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.